Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
The guy on the phone for today's second date update is named Jake. And Jake, I suspect, is a master dater.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Well, because, you know, normally in dating, you don't want to seem too eager.
Uh-huh.
There's like the 2-day rule where you're going to wait a couple days before you contact them. Some people right away start texting and they get way too excited and then it scares off the other person.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that 2-day rule, but well, okay.
That's me. Yeah, I scare people off.
Yeah. Well, not Jake. Jake is really good at it. Apparently, he waits a little longer than 2 days.
Oh.
And the timing, I believe, is going to be perfect because Jake waits 2 years.
What?
To contact the person that he wants to get together with. Jake, I see what you're doing, and I like it.
It's a slow play.
Yeah, it's all part of my master plan, you guys. It works every time.
Every time.
Every couple years.
You know, he might go on one date every decade, but whatever.
Dude,
he gets it done.
Hope you never want to get married. At that rate, you're not going to propose for, like, 200 years.
Well, they say absence makes the heart grow fonder, so I kind of took that and ran with it, you know?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I like
you
it.
You did.
You do things in extremes. I can appreciate that, Jake. Why are you waiting 2 years to get a hold of the girl that you want to call today?
So I met this girl on a social website.
They had those 2 years ago?
They did, absolutely.
Yeah.
Whoa, okay, wow.
And I assume you guys went out 2 years ago.
Yes, so I connected with this girl on the phone. We actually met up for a date, and I love to golf.
Mm-hmm.
And I go to the driving range almost every weekend. Come to find out, this girl had never, ever held a club or definitely never hit a ball before. So I was super excited to take her to the driving range.
Okay.
That could go really well or really horribly.
Absolutely, but fun nonetheless.
Okay, yeah, true. Horrible is fun. Yeah.
You know, she was excited to learn, so it was an exciting date, to say the least. We get there. I get us a big bucket of balls, and as soon as I grab this bucket of balls, I see this older gentleman kind of staring at us from off in the distance.
And you were like, screw her, I want to date the older gentleman.
No,
and you ended up...
Not at all, buddy.
Oh.
I was thinking, does this guy checking me out, or is he checking my date out? Because she was looking really good.
Okay, so you fought an old guy at the driving range because he was looking at your date.
No, I did not try to fight him.
Damn, okay. So well, this is not exciting to me anymore.
Oh,
no, I'm really curious. What does he have to do with your guys' night?
So check this out. So I find us a good tee, and I'm knocking some balls. I'm showing her how to hit, and then I get behind her, and I'm showing her how to swing, of course, right?
It's our
first date. So this guy starts getting closer and closer.
Weird.
How is he getting closer? Like, I picture, like, a cartoon character, like, hiding behind poles and then moving to the closer
next
one
C-box.
Next to you.
Listen, because he started off at his car, and now he's inside the place where we are, and he's only, like, 5 booths over, which it's not really that far away.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Every time I look over, he's looking over. So I am getting a big creepy vibe from this guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now we're finished hitting our bucket of balls, and he comes up to us. And I'm like, oh, boy, here we go.
Uh-oh.
This is not going
to
be good.
Yep, it's about time to beat down an old man.
Come to find out, he's not a creepy old man. He is a father spying on his daughter, which is the girl I'm taking out on our first date.
What?
Whoa.
It was her dad?
Wait, and she didn't say anything? Like, her dad's over there staring at you guys, and she didn't give you, like, a heads up?
And did her dad confront you?
He definitely confronted me. He introduced himself, and he said, listen, I don't think that's very gentlemanlike of you on your first date to be standing behind my daughter like that.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. Let the woman live her life. Raise your daughter to be independent and strong-willed so she can make her own damn decisions, Dad. So what'd you say?
Well, to be honest with you, I just gave him the respect that he deserved. It was his daughter, and obviously it left a bad taste in my mouth. Now, this girl called me for a couple weeks, and I never answered the phone.
Yeah, why would you?
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to get involved in that.
I wouldn't want to deal with that either.
Pretty dramatic.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I stopped taking her phone calls, and she called me for a couple weeks. I guess she had a good time.
I don't understand. Why now? Why are you going to try to call her back now, though? You think the dad died or something over the course of 2 years?
Oh, man. No. Something amazing happened in my family. My sister had a baby, and she actually had a little girl. So now I have a beautiful little precious niece.
Oh, cute.
Okay, congratulations.
Yeah. And you know what? I am so protective of this little kid.
Okay.
And it has me thinking, I understand now why her father, this girl's father, was so protective of his daughter.
Oh, give me a break.
No, really, I totally get it, really.
Wow. Okay.
So wait, having a niece has made you realize what was going through a weirdo dad's head.
I guess I can kind of relate. I'm very protective, so he's protective, and I get it.
Okay.
So yeah, I know it's been 2 years, and it's kind of a long time, but I feel like I at least owe her that much, give her that opportunity to just say what she had to say, and, you know, she deserves that much.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, we'll play a song, and I'll call her father to get permission to talk to her on the phone, and then we'll come back and get your second date update, all right?
All right, guys, thank you.
Yeah, man, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
You know, today's second date update reminds me of a movie that I saw on the internet one time.
Really?
It was called Daddy Like to Watch.
Oh my God, no.
Different.
Oh my God, no.
Completely different storyline.
Oh, gross.
A lot of similar characters, though. There was a guy dating a daughter and then a father. Anyway, we'll just get right in today's second date update. Jake is on the phone with us, and he wants to call a girl named Teresa. He actually went out with Teresa over 2 years ago. They went to the driving range. The thing was, her dad had followed them and showed up to the driving range and also came up to him after and was like, hey, I don't think it's very appropriate that you were touching my daughter. Because I guess at one point he was like trying to show her how to swing. He was, you know, basically using it as an excuse.
Yeah, the classic.
To touch the dude's daughter.
Yeah.
But anyway, he came up and confronted him. And Jake ignored her phone calls after that and hasn't talked to her in 2 years. And he wants to call her and apologize for not at least answering her call and ask her out on another date.
How are you going to do this? I mean, are you going to go into the fact that now you have a baby niece and you suddenly understand why her dad is so crazy possessive?
Yeah, I'm just really hoping that she's going to be open to just at least hearing me out. And who knows? We'll take it from there. But I really do think this girl is a great catch.
Okay. Well, I can send you a link to that video I was talking about, too.
Oh, my gosh.
About watching that.
No, that's okay. I think I'm good, man.
Okay.
Well, we don't know how Jake's story is going to end yet. We'll see how possessive
that's
that
true.
Father is.
Yeah, let's find out.
You know?
All right, Jake, I'm going to dial her phone number right now and see if we can get her on the phone. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Teresa?
Yes.
Hey, Teresa, how are you? My name is Jubal. From a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
I'm actually calling you because one of our listeners emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you've been out on any dates in the last 2 to 5 years?
That is a snake question.
Okay, well, are you currently dating anybody right now?
Yeah, I mean...
Okay, how serious is it?
Why are you asking me this?
Well, you went out on a date with a dude 2 years ago, and he actually emailed us asking if we could get you on the phone because you guys stopped talking after that date.
What?
He basically, like, ghosted you.
He ghosted you before the term ghost was even used as a dating term.
That's a good point.
Who is it?
His name is Jake.
Wait. Like, no. It can't be the Jake I'm thinking of.
Well, if the Jake you're thinking of took you to the driving range, then that's the Jake we're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. Serious?
Yep. He emailed us and said that he would like us to get in contact with you because he feels bad for not answering your phone calls.
What? After 2 years?
Yeah.
Apparently
he's been thinking about it.
Really stewing on this one for a while.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that cool to you or is that creepy?
That's weird. That's crazy.
Like, crazy like a good thing or crazy like you think he's crazy?
Crazy like I cannot believe this is happening right now. This is weird.
Well, it's happening, and Jake is the person who didn't call you back.
Yeah.
And we already know the reason for that. It was because he told us that your dad followed you guys and kind of confronted him after.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Which I cannot believe your dad did that. Oh.
Yeah, you don't know my dad.
Yeah.
So what's happening with Jake? Like, he wants to talk to me? What's going on?
He does want to talk to you. Mm-hmm. And he's actually on the other line.
Hi, Teresa.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, I'm a little late on the callback.
2 years.
A little bit.
Sorry, is this for real?
Yes.
You're not playing a joke on me, are you?
No,
we're not playing a joke on you. Jake is listening to our show. He emailed us and said he wanted to get in contact with you after 2 years.
Why? It's been 2 years. Why are you calling me now?
Look, I really just wanted to apologize to you. I do feel horrible. I think this is so immature of me that I did not answer your phone call. I feel really bad. I just want to say that I am sorry. I was immature, and you deserve much, much better than that, Teresa.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Wow. Well said.
Dude, Teresa, you just got the apology that I think millions of women are looking for after being ghosted after a date.
Yeah. Thanks for saying that, Jake. I appreciate it.
Whoa.
Yeah, you know, like I said, I just feel really bad about the way the date ended because I really had a good time on our date. I think you have a terrific backswing. And
a terrible backswing.
Well, listen, I can still help you improve that, but we'll get into that later. So I just want to touch base about, you know, how the day ended and your father was kind of stalking us. And yes, it creeped me out. I think it would have creeped anybody out. You know, that isn't your fault. And I at least should have gave you the opportunity to, you know, to explain the situation to me. And I feel bad. It isn't your fault.
Thanks. I mean, I don't know if I was in your situation, if I really would have responded differently anyway. So I can't really hold that against you.
Well, thank you for understanding. Thank you so much.
So wait, Teresa, I mean, what are you feeling right now? Have you been thinking about Jake at all over the last 2 years?
Probably a lot more than you would imagine.
Really?
Whoa.
Yes, that date, and again, not necessarily Jake's fault, but that was a kind of a big thing in my life because my dad, he'd never quite gone that far before, but he pulled a few things like that.
Uh-huh.
And after that, I stopped talking to my dad.
What?
Whoa.
So
I guess you have thought about Jake. Jake, you threw a rift in between her and her dad. What do you have to say for yourself, Jake?
That is not true.
No, listen, Teresa, are you serious? You haven't talked to your dad?
No, I haven't. But that's an issue between me and my dad. I talked to him about boundaries and letting me live my life, and he did not listen to me. And that incident was beyond humiliating. And you have to understand that even if it hadn't happened on that date, it would have happened at some point. And I had to draw a boundary.
Yeah, I know, but your dad, he just loves you and he's looking out for you, you know?
He would have never, ever pulled that crap if I was a boy.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you're not a boy. You're his little girl.
I'm not his little girl. I'm an adult woman.
Look, this may be kind of weird, but I just became an uncle, okay? My sister just had this beautiful little baby girl. And it's completely changed my life, Teresa. Like, all I want to do is protect this little girl, make sure that she is safe at all times. I would do anything. And it gave me, like, a glimpse into how your father feels about you.
Are you serious?
And that's why I feel so bad, because your father was just doing what a good father should do. He was looking out for his little girl.
No. There's a difference. I appreciate that he cares. I appreciate you understand. But there's a difference between caring and wanting someone to be safe and completely invading their life and overruling their own decisions. That's a different story.
You know, you're right. He pushed it a little too far. He crossed the line. But everything he did was out of love and in your best interest. So you have to keep in touch with this guy. He's your father.
This is not your deal. This has nothing to do with you. This is something that happened between me and my dad, and I made this decision. You don't have to be his advocate. I have made this decision for myself.
Teresa, I'm not saying you need to call him and forgive him right away. All I'm saying is understand where he's coming from and give him a chance. Talk to him at least. I mean, you've got to talk to your father.
Do you really care about this much?
Yes, I really do, because I understand now where he's coming from, Teresa. I get it.
Because you're an uncle.
Wait, okay, wait. Yeah.
You guys went on one date, Jake. I mean, if Teresa doesn't want to talk to her dad anymore, that's her choice, right?
Yeah, but I just feel bad because I feel like it's kind of because of me, like I said. I don't know.
Jake, it's not because of you. This would have happened at some point. If it wasn't my date with you, it would have been my date with someone else or anything else.
Teresa, I have a favor to ask, and I know you don't owe me any favors, but listen, would you please just talk to your father and just let him just tell you how he feels? Maybe hear him out, and that's all I ask, please.
Teresa, how do you feel about this? Are you annoyed? Are you think that it's awesome? He's so...
It's a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't... I don't know. It's funny that he's bringing this up right now because I have been thinking about my dad a lot lately, and it is his birthday in a couple of weeks.
I was going to say, right now, that would make it like...
God, me too. I was like, what is happening?
Talk about everything aligning.
Maybe that's the reason that we're reconnecting today. Maybe it's just to help you and your father reconnect also.
Hey.
I think you should give him a call.
You know what? I'm going to think about that.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good.
Nice. All right.
Nice.
So is that what you're most excited about, Jake?
Yeah.
That's it. Bye.
Jake, now that you may have helped repair a family relationship... Teresa, would you like to go on a second date with Jake again? We'll pay for it. Or would you like me to pay for a date with your dad who you haven't talked to in a while?
Wait, are you asking me to choose between a date with my dad and a date with Jake?
Or you guys can all go out together again. But this time, you know it.
I did not expect this when I woke up this morning.
I bet.
I feel like it's important to be open to possibilities, and you know what? What is one date with Jake where my dad is not there?
All right.
Yeah, and don't talk to your dad beforehand. Wait until after you go on the date, because there could be a chance, you know, you could be back in the same place.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 that says, I can't wait to see how this plays out. Brooke and Jubal in the morning. I'm talking about today's second date update. If you missed it, Jake wanted to call Teresa. Actually, it was a long time since they even talked. Excuse me, I'm getting all choked up. But they didn't end up going out again because her dad was super angry.
Yeah, he's like...
Controlling dude with his daughter. And then we got her on the phone and found out that she actually stopped talking to her dad after they went out because she was tired of him trying to run her life.
Right,
because
she's an adult.
Yeah.
Totally.
And it was weird because Jake was like, no, you got to start talking to your dad again.
Yeah.
My sister has a daughter, and I know what it is now. I have a niece. Mm-hmm. And so what he was doing was fine, and I feel bad about it and all this other stuff.
He's more concerned about her and the dad than getting a date.
I think he wants to date her dad.
I think he wants to be someone's possessive father.
Yeah. So they decided to go out again, and I guess he's going to try to convince her to repair that relationship, whatever. Good luck to them. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person that didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.